Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, anybody following the Prop 37 issue, the vote in California? Do you know that it was fraudulent? Do you know how much crime has been committed to prevent you from knowing what's in your food in California? This is absolutely a stunning story we've been covering here on the Robert Scott Bell Show ever since we heard about the whole Prop 37 labeling issue all the way up through the election and beyond. And John Rappaport, my dear friend from NoMoreFakeNews.com, we've been publishing the studies, the articles, if you will, the observations of what is happening out there in California. And it is a shocker among many shockers. I had John on recently. We actually talked about the scam of elections just in general. But if we go specific to the issue of Prop 37 in California, did it really lose? Have they even counted all the votes? How many millions of votes have yet to be counted? Does it even matter? And where are the gonads of those who are for Prop 37? The yes on 37 people. Where are they after the fact? Now, I know a lot of people in my audience here on the Robert Scott Bell Show are fired up. Absolutely fired up. But there are many out there that are going, oh, well, we lost, but this is good. We're going to go after other states. Listen, I'm all about going after other states. Don't get me wrong here. But there are people that, despite the fact that Monsanto and the biotech industry are liars, cheaters, thieves, they steal elections, we've got too many goody-two-shoe, new-age orthorexics refusing to go on the offensive against them. And yes, I use the word orthorexic. Yeah, or you know what, that term orthorexic, we joke about it. But orthorexia is all about, well, people who like to eat healthy, they're obsessed with eating healthy. And look, of course, that's what we are here. I don't say obsessed to a dangerous perspective. But to the let's just say, hey, listen, if it's genetically modified, I don't want it. And they'll say, well, you're orthorexic. You've got a psychiatric problem, because in the DSM-5, they've now determined that there are a whole host of emotions that are now maybe they need vaccines too. But they're drug offenses. Even as they decriminalized the recreational use of cannabis in Washington State and Colorado, the fact that you want to eat clean food, you want to know what's in it, you want to know if there's genetically modified organisms in it, you know, that's a drug offense. That's a psychiatric disorder. We gotta go after you. Get you on some meds there, some SSRIs for you. So that's why this hour, we're gonna have John Rappaport on momentarily, and he'll explain why it's not nice to sit back and do nothing while your food is poisoned. We might even get to deconstruct the propaganda campaign against food integrity and food freedom, along with various other topics not covered anywhere else in media. And if you haven't checked out the articles that John's been writing, where have you been? It's an incredible story, this yes on 37 issue. And are the good guys wussing out on it? Where are you? Where do you stand? And you can call me this hour. John Rappaport will be here. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Right now, from No More Fake News, my dear friend, investigative reporter John Rappaport is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, my friend, thank you.
Hey, Robert. Great to be here.
What an incredible story you've been covering right there from California, the millions of votes that maybe haven't been counted, and the wussies that are for labeling of GMOs are saying, oh, we don't want to do anything. We lost, and we can't. They projected that we're going to lose anyway. I'm just sick of it.
Oh, man. You know, I have to say, right off the bat, that a few of the activist groups that were writing to me,
yes,
after I wrote the first couple of articles exposing the vote fraud on Prop 37, said fantastic work and this and that, and we're gearing up or whatever, you know. This was not the Yes on 37 people, but there were other people. And then when I wrote the article yesterday,
yes,
that said Yes on 37 people will not challenge the vote fraud, nothing. These same groups, just, I haven't heard anything from them. You know, it's like, uh-oh, now he's saying that the people that are supposed to be taking action here are wussing out, as you say.
Yes.
And so I've heard nothing from them. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me. But we need to go back to the beginning about the vote fraud here.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked recently about the whole idea of rigging elections and vote fraud. You ran in 1994 against Democrat Henry Waxman in the Democratic primary and learned some things then that reflect now on how you're viewing this so-called Prop 37 vote that they claim failed almost before the first vote was cast.
Yeah. It was one of those early calls. You know, that's how they do it. You're watching TV and all of a sudden we can project that Prop 37 is going down to defeat. Okay, so Prop 37, in its simplicity, said if you buy food in California, you have a right to know whether that food has been genetically altered. That's all. That's really all it really said. Okay, so this early call came in. And so I decided, okay, maybe I should look into this. Because, you know, people are driven crazy by this on election night. They say, how could this be? You know, how do they know? The polls just closed, and all of a sudden they're saying that Senator so-and-so won the election. I mean, what are they basing this on? And who's doing the projections, you know? So I decided to look into this. And it wasn't easy because I called the Secretary of State's office in California. This is, let's call it a day or two after the election. And they don't have all the votes in, and they told me, look, we're still counting, and each county has to report their own vote counts as they update them. And this is voluntary. Of course, they have to report the final, but they don't have to report it as they're counting it. Ay, ay, ay. So now I decide to call a few county registrars, the big counties like L.A., San Diego, I think I called four of them. So I discovered from these county registrars that there were 1.6 million votes still not counted in just those four counties of California, in which there are 57 counties. I thought, wow, this is unbelievable. And they made the call right, you know, soon after the polls closed in California on television, that Prop 37 had lost, and I just found 1.6 million votes that haven't yet been counted. So that's how the whole thing started. And then the next day, I learned that, in fact, that was just chicken feed, because now the Secretary of State finally was reporting in California that there were 3.3 million votes left to be counted in the state of California.
3.3 million, you said?
Yeah.
And you think that there would be outrage from all these activists that put the time, money, effort into getting the labeling bill through, and then their response to you was, well, they project we're going to lose, or nothing.
Yeah, that's right. They project. I mean, I have a statement from the Yes on 37 people, an email that they mailed out to their members, that basically said, our leaders assume that the votes that remain to be counted are going to weigh heavily against Prop 37 because they're probably early votes that were cast at a time when the No on 37 ads were running heavily and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, the most random kind of insane prediction that they were going to lose, and therefore they were not up for challenging anything. They weren't going to get involved at all. They were just going to fold up their tent and walk away. Now, I'm just writing an article now, and as of about, I'm going to say, 3 hours ago, this is November 11th, I checked the Secretary of State's website to see how many votes are still not counted. This is Sunday. Election was Tuesday. 3,334,495 votes remain unprocessed right now. Right now, right?
3.3 million. Here we are, how many days after the election on Tuesday, and they still haven't been counted, and where are the yes, label the GMO people up in arms over this issue? And they're accepting the projections of institutions that are clearly weighted in favor of biotech propaganda. Where is the suspicion? What is it? They're saying, well, it's just not nice to go after these people. Yes, they lie, steal, and cheat, but we don't want to do what they do. It's like, who's saying we need to do what they do? We just need to put them on the defensive.
Exactly. And we just need to know the truth. And this is where this kind of, I don't even know what to call it. I mean, I could say new agey, but it's the nice thing. That's the word. Everybody's got to play nice and play nicey nice. And we tried, we lost. That's the system. The system has integrity. We'll come back next time stronger and better. You know, all this baloney.
Well, no, what's not baloney is we're going to come back stronger and better after our first break this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport from No More Fake News. You can check out his articles also here on robertscottbell.com, a new one coming out on the state of the fraud against the GMO labeling bill in California. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Be part of today's show. Give me a call live on the air, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or, hey, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you're a little bashful to go live with me, leave me a message, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Thanks again. Last hour, Ronnie McMullen. We talk structured water technologies. Always, always a great topic, great guy with Ronnie. This hour, my dear friend, investigative journalist, John Rappaport from No More Fake News, talking about the fraud of the GMO labeling bill and the so-called vote that hasn't happened. It happened? It didn't happen. Well, if it doesn't count, does it count? Did they count it at all? 3.3 million votes unprocessed as of today, Veterans Day, November 11th, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, the lack of interest in putting the bad guys on the defensive because we wouldn't be nice if we did it, where does this come from?
It's an incredible psychology, you know, that has infected the country for many years now. You know, activism is the sort of thing where you're always in danger of playing the game that the enemy wants you to play. You have to watch out for that. Okay, we've got an election. All right, Prop 37, very good. Let's do it. It just says people want to know whether the food they're eating is genetically engineered or not. That's it. Okay, great. But now you've got to be ready for the way the other side plays the game, which is by cheating, lying, committing crimes, fraud, big money coming from pesticide and biotech companies to shout you down, reporters playing along with the enemy, which we can get into that too because that happened. You know, you've got to be ready for that. And then when you see clear evidence, as I've documented here, that the election is a fraud, that the early call that was made by the networks against Prop 37 was based on nothing, then you've got to regroup. But if you're still playing nice, you see, well, we live in this great system and the suburb of Obama, we have to abide by the rules and we didn't win, let's walk away. No. The result is a fraud. Are you going to just swallow that? I mean, this is where, you know, people somehow get it in their heads that if they don't play nice, other people are going to say, you're crazy. You're conspiracy theorists. They're going to excommunicate you from the community. We won't have any cachet or currency the next time we come back with another proposition because they're going to say we were just sour grapes the first time and therefore we have to slink away and try again later. This is what people are afraid of, what other people will say about them. See,
John, aren't the bad guys using our niceness against us, though?
Oh, yeah. They count on it, Robert. They count on it, as we both know. I mean, we've been through this thing for a long time, and that's what they're counting on. Well, these idiots, you know, I mean, that's the way they look at it. Ah, look at these idiots, you know, they just folded up their tent and walked away. Let's have some champagne. I mean, right now, okay, I'm just looking at numbers here. The last recorded result in California puts Prop 37 behind by 585,464 votes, with 3.3 million votes as yet uncounted. So now you've got all kinds of amateurs pretending that they can project what's going to happen if you actually count those votes. But worse, they're assuming that the count so far has been honest, that Prop 37 really is trailing by over 500,000 votes, which is, there's no reason to believe that. With the massive fraud that we see here, there's no reason to believe that any of this is honest.
And that is so significant of a statement right there, that you're taking back the veneer, you're raising the curtain to something that still, I think, people find too horrific to consider, that the game is rigged, that it's not honest to begin with, because then which other illusion is going to crumble after that and after that? So I think part of the niceness is the resistance to see that all of our good work couldn't have been for naught that it was in a poisoned and, let's say, illegal type system. I mean, that would mean that we got to wake up and find another way to do it, and it might not be as easy.
That's exactly right. People don't want it. You see, we thought we were rowing a little boat down a little stream. Okay, we can handle that. Oh, we ran into a lake. Wow, the stream goes into a lake. All right, well. And then all of a sudden the lake runs into a fast-moving river, and the river moves into the ocean. And you're saying, man, we didn't want to be in this ocean at all. We didn't count on this. We don't like it. Let's go back to the stream and be nice and pretend none of this happened, right? I can tell you, I'm looking at this now, which I just discovered this morning. In 2007, the Secretary of State of California, which is responsible for all elections in the state, did a study called Top to Bottom Review, that was the name of it, of voting machines used in elections. Now, if you Google that and you see it, as I write in this article that I'm working on now, this report is a mind blower. It reveals massive opportunities for vote fraud. See? And they, if you look at the report, it was this kind of machine and that kind of machine and this company and that company. I mean, they were all shown to be open to fraud. And supposedly, we assume, you know, they would like us to assume that California has fixed all these problems, but that's ridiculous. I mean, there's a team at the Argonne National Lab a few days ago that showed how you could hack into a voting machine and control it using this little electronic device that costs between $10 and $26. And then there's a famous 2010 experiment where a bunch of computer scientists from Ann Arbor, Michigan, offered to hack into the District of Columbia's voting system, and they showed they could break in and reverse the whole count in the mayoral election, and they also were able to fabricate absentee votes from overseas and cancel out the real votes. I mean, you know, it's everywhere. So this is what has happened. We're now opening up the whole issue of fraud, and people who are activists are afraid of the larger contradiction of what they assumed reality was. Oh, we weren't ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right, Robert.
Well, and what does it mean for the future of activism? All the things that we were told, yeah, you play by the rules, you get the votes in there, you'll win, and it'll be fair and square. What if all of that is a big ruse, a big scam? Now you sit back and go, wait a second, my entire life I believed that if you just did A, B, and C and you got enough people together, you could make the change. And yet, they set the stage so it was rigged to never happen that way. What happens when you wake up? And I think a lot of the people on the left particularly are learning the hard way, like with Obama, despite the fact that he theoretically got elected again. They literally have seen the desire to target and assassinate Americans and indefinitely detain them by this NDAA Section 1021, which the Obama administration has appealed the ruling that squashed it by one of his own judges. So we're going to talk about that and more. Where can we take activism to make it work? I mean, for real. I mean, for real. Yeah, that's the reality we're creating here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend John Rappaport from No More Fake News. Lots more healing to go. After the break, check it all out at robertscottbell.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, health sovereignty is on the line. It's been on the line for a long time here. One of the tools we use here is Sovereign Silver. You can get it at shopnaturalnews.com, shopnaturalnews.com for Sovereign Silver. We talk about restoring gut integrity, right? It's a gut check time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with the GMO movement. With what happened in California or what didn't happen in California, the vote that supposedly happened but didn't happen. It didn't count. We didn't count it. Well, you know, hey, what's 3.3 million votes among friends or frenemies or what do you want to call it? And, you know, John, you're not letting this go as you shouldn't, and I'm letting it rip as well here every day on the show until we get some answers. But, of course, we know a lot of the answers as well. The game is rigged. You're set up. You're walking into somebody else's game. They've set the rules. They didn't tell you what the rules are. They tell you what they want you to think the rules are. And it's a grand disillusionment that must take place. And then you must wake up from childlike 60s hippie type new age rah rah. Everything will be all right. We just got to make friends and be nice with everybody too. I'm not saying go out and shoot people up. That's not what I'm saying at all. But a different strategy, I think, is in order here. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's to me the key. If the bad guys are really rigging the game and the activists are walking right into the trap, then what activists have to do is expose the real game that the bad guys are playing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we say, well, they want to convince us they're playing by the rules, but they're not. So we're going to show you how they're actually playing. And now you see that we're just walking into this monster set of jaws every time we try to change things. Step one is you blow their cover and show the game they're really playing, how they rig it, what they do, who are the forces behind this. Like in this case, the Associated Press has to be one of the major culprits, as I've detailed in one of my articles, because as far as I can tell, only they could have influenced all these networks and television stations to make this early call against Prop 37 on election night. So who is the Associated Press, et cetera, et cetera? And I'm starting to detail some of that now. We exposed the whole game.
Well, the game being exposed means that we have to then create a new terrain or environment in which to work, because right now we just got, well, okay, we lost this one, guys. Let's get it back together. Let's go after these other states. I'm sure it'll be fine, even though in Connecticut we covered a story live on the air where the last second the governor pulled the plug on a GMO labeling issue there because somebody, you know, said, hey, Gov, no, you're not allowed to do that. The power brokers behind the scenes, much more powerful than the voters and the vote count here. And again, that's part of the grand disillusionment. But exposing the fraud is something that you'd think, well, we'd all be on board with. But as you said, you're getting silence back on our front for the GMO labeling people. Where are they? Do they not realize that if you expose the fraud, you'll wake more people up and they won't be able to pull it off in the same way with the same ease that they did this time?
Yeah, that's the whole idea. I mean, see, these major forces of evil, because that's what they are, they have, you know, huge amounts of public relations on their side. And we have, relatively speaking, a smaller voice when it comes to communicating to the public. True, we have the Internet, which is a gigantic revolution. But what we really need is to create a PR agency of tigers that go for the truth. That's the purpose of our PR, not like theirs. And we're going to just, you know, make people just jump out of their chairs and go up in arms against the con, the fake, the game, you know, the lies, the criminality.
Mm-hmm.
And so far that has not happened in this movement. I mean, I see causes all over America where people with big money suddenly throw big money at them. I mean, there's literally thousands, tens of thousands of these causes. Well, is there one person with money in America that wants to find out the truth and is willing to put their money where their mouth is?
Well, let's see if we can find that out after this break. John Rappaport is my guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check all the links out at robertscottbell.com. And we will create anew after this. So stand by, say thanks to our sponsors.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Rise! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You ready to rock the health world in person? Houston, Texas, coming up this Friday and Saturday, November 16th and 17th. Advanced Medicine Seminars with my good friend Dr. Rashid Batar. Dr. Batar and I will be there, and you can be too. Houston, Texas, AdvancedMedicineSeminars.com. It's linked up in the show notes today at RobertScottBell.com. Hope to see you there, all my Texas area listeners. Come on down from Louisiana, wherever you are, to the Advanced Medicine Seminar this Friday and Saturday. Now, continue on with John Rappaport here. Talking about the vote fraud or the votes that are not counted, and also changing the game. Changing the game. I think that's another aspect of this that's very important. We can continue to play the victim and say, well, it's just too big, it's just too much, or we can keep playing. Well, this time it'll be different. We'll get that one more person to put us over the edge. Maybe we'll even find somebody to finance a PR campaign, which would actually do a world of good, because what we're talking about is counteracting PR or propaganda. AP, I've called them for years, Associated Propaganda. And it proves to be true in this case, as John Rappaport has uncovered, AP calling the elections long before the votes are counted. And so there are things that we're looking at to change the game, the equation. The grassroots, the communication tools through social media, yes, but imagine if someone with brilliance in PR could get behind it and expose the fraud as well. Would we achieve something different this way? What do you think, Doc?
Yep, we would. No question about it. This started with me in 1994 when I was running for election U.S. Congress out of Los Angeles. And I was giving a talk about health freedom, you know, which is the right of every person to manage their own health in their own way. And after the talk, a woman came up to me who used to be a reporter for Time magazine. And she said, "You don't know what you're doing." You know, I said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "Let me explain this to you. This is what you need. You need a PR agency for this whole issue of health freedom. You need a real, you know, real PR team that's going to be relentless, and they can get stories in the press. They can get stories in the press about the incredible miracles of natural health, where people recover from illnesses. And they can get stories in the press about medical scandals and crimes, the kind of stories that you're talking about. And gradually you build this up to the point where it becomes a tidal wave, a tsunami. And now it cannot be resisted anymore, because she said, look at the other side. That's what they've done for years. Mm-hmm. They have the tsunami. That's what you need. And I kind of stumbled away from that conversation. I thought, you know, she's right. She's absolutely right. That's what we need.
Well, in our own little way, John, of course, we do that by reinforcing the message. It doesn't shift. The message we've been doing for years is the same message. Even, you know, the ending of every hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, I say, the power to heal is yours. And people, I kept thinking people will be getting sick of it. Stop saying that. But I get more, hey, keep saying that. I need to hear that every time. It strengthens something that I know to be true, but no one's ever told me. And I got to get stronger in that. And that's the idea of PR. It can make you think in that negative context about yourself that the power isn't yours. It disempowers you. It victimizes you. And so we got to do a lot to counteract that level of propaganda, which is literally high-tech black magic.
You got it. That's exactly right. I mean, you know, we have, in a sense, our own PR agency, which is the Internet, and it's a gigantic force, and it's woken up, you know, untold millions of people, no question about it. Now we have to go after the guys who are fomenting the black magic, the guys that have been doing the propaganda for decades and decades and decades. And by exposing the way they play it and they rig the system and all of that, that to me is the missing piece. If we get that piece in there, there's no telling what we can do.
Yeah, my producer, Super Don, just sent me a message. He says, let's combat PR campaigns with RP campaigns. And I was like, what, a Ron Paul campaign? We already did that. No, no, no. PR equals public relations. He says RP equals re-educating public.
There
okay.
You go.
Pretty creative. I like the creativity.
RP. I love it. Let's do RP. Yep, you got it. I mean, this is the thing. And again, we have to go back to what is the psychology behind many activist groups. It is, I hate to say it, but for many, not all, but many of these groups, it's a kind of victim mentality. We tried, we lost, we failed, we fought the good fight. You know, we fought the good fight. We're heroes, but we didn't win. And, you know, that's just not going to cut it.
Well, hey, listen, screw the heroing. Let's just win, shall we? Let's do that on the other side of this break. We'll talk about winning, not in a Charlie Sheen sort of way, but in a John Rappaport sort of way here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com, including links to John and nomorefakenews.com. This is where you get the real news each week on health, freedom, and liberty, like nowhere else in media. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on one more segment this week till we begin through Natural News Radio and Advanced Medicine Monday. Stand by.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
For Friday and Saturday, Houston, Texas, Advanced Medicine Seminars. Check it out. The links are up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors here. And remember, yeah, vaccines, armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. John Rappaport and I did 10-plus hours of audio and downloadable documents that you can still get through WebSeed. It's stunning, stunning, never before put together in the way we were able to do it, John. And that's still available. Check it all out. The links are up both through No More Fake News and robertscottbell.com, as well as now, undoing the propaganda campaign. Can that be done, or do we out-propagandize? Do we turn PR into RP, as Super Don says? What more about this Associated Press early call? How do they get away with this stuff?
Yeah, this was very interesting when I tracked it down. You know, you've got simultaneous radio stations, newspapers, television stations, online, adjuncts to television stations. They're all calling it early on election night, very early, for no on 37. Boom, all of a sudden. Well, we know no on 37 wins, yes on 37 went down, and bah, 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 bah. And, you know, millions of votes, we don't know how many millions at that point. We know now there are still 3.3 million votes left uncounted in California. But at that time, it was just super gigantic. Where did this hoax come from? Well, there's a thing called the National Election Pool. This is a media consortium of various media outlets that do these projections and feed this information to media outlets all over the country on election night. That's how they make the projections. But I started to, you know, home in on that national election pool. Who is it among the members that would have the capability of actually getting this projection out so far and so fast? And the only candidate that I came up with for that was Associated Press. And I spoke with somebody there, and they gave me some supreme double talk, which you can see in an article that I wrote. They said, we don't make projections. We base our conclusions on actual vote counts. And I said, well, I looked at the AP article where you actually made the projection that, 37 had lost with many, many votes uncounted. I call that a projection. They said, no, we don't make projections. They were just lying to me through their teeth. They do make projections, absolutely. And so that is how the public is brainwashed into believing that things like Prop 37 and numerous other elections are over before they really even begin. I mean, in the state of Washington, this was incredible. You know, nobody votes in person in Washington anymore. It's all done by mail. I mean, postal mail. And the polls closed in the state of Washington, and all of a sudden here come all these projections for victories in various elections. Well, you can cast a vote in the state of Washington as long as your letter is postmarked no later than election day. So how in the world do they know who won all these elections in Washington? They don't. They absolutely don't, and yet they make the calls. This is total fraud.
But if they say it isn't fraud, then it isn't, because they have the power of creation, and everybody else is a victim to the Associated Propaganda statement.
Yeah. If people want to look at themselves as victims, see, this is the crucial choice. How do I look at myself? Do I say, well, there's nothing can be done, and I'm a victim, and therefore I'm just going to curl up in a ball and watch TV and live the rest of my life out? Or do you say, no, that's not true? And if you say, no, that's not true, all of a sudden, as you say, the power to heal is yours.
And that is really, I guess, the biggest threat is reminding or allowing the, let's say, recognition of the people of the power they have. I've seen like cartoon images of a politician in his podium, and he's on a big board at the edge of a cliff. He's hanging over the cliff, and all the voters are standing on the same board. That's the only thing keeping it propped up.
Wow, great cartoon. Yeah, that's it, you see. That's the hypnosis. We support the system that is destroying us. So we have to withdraw support from the system. That has to be part of our RP campaign.
Yes.
You know, don't support the system that's destroying you.
Re-educating the public. And yet we still get violent opposition to those who believe that if you don't participate in the same way time after time after time, yet despite the fact that there's no evidence that it really changes anything, that we're the ones that are the muckrakers out there. So again, this becomes the social consciousness limitation. Ooh, I don't want to be lumped into that, so I will be corralled right back in there because there's violent opposition from people who I might consider my friends even.
Exactly. This happened to me when I ran for Congress. This happened in the health freedom movement. You know, we got to get a bill passed in Congress that will allow us access to our nutritional supplements. That's all we can focus on. I said, no, you got to attack the FDA. They're the ones raiding the health food stores. You got to put them on the defense. This was 1994, and these people looked at me, and I could tell they were thinking, well, Rappaport, he's a loose cannon, so we'll just listen to him let him rant for a little while, and then we'll go back to getting our bill passed. That's exactly what they did. And I said, yeah. I said, I know what you're doing, guys. You're totally wrong, and you're going to see it play out.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. But, you know.
Well, yeah, so Deshaies didn't ultimately protect the freedom of speech of those who sell and manufacture and want to use these dietary supplements for real issues. Of course, as long as you can just maintain that it somehow props up a toothpick, they'll let you get by. But the moment you actually mention that taking a supplement can prevent or reverse cancer or other serious issues, Deshaies didn't protect anything like that.
No. No, absolutely doesn't. You get pounced on if you do that. That's exactly right. And so back there, you know, 1994, I said to myself, these people are just... they've got everything inside out. You know, then they were playing nice. It was all around the table. There was a meeting. Nicey, 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 nicey.
Yes. Well, we don't want to be mean. We don't want to be called meanies, despite the fact that, again, they lie, steal, cheat, beg, borrow, do other things that are even worse. And we can't call them out on that? Oh, you don't want to expose them. They might get mad at us. Oh.
And the other thing that I've been told is, you know, if you go after the guys that are, you know, the bad guys, then you're just as bad as they are. Wow, where did this, precept come from?
No.
This is like real brainwashing. And believe me, this is quite prevalent. No, we have to lay down in front of the truck and let it run us over. And when it's run us over enough times,
not here,
everything will change.
Not now, not ever. Thank you, John Rappaport. Continue to follow this story at robertscottbell.com and nomorefakenews.com. And tomorrow, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Batar. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.